Big Money Celebrity Match game time. We have David on the phone, we have Tom, we have Hunter, and we have Tracy to play the Big Money Celebrity Match game, trying to match B.B. Shea, Chris Dim, and Biggie. And I forgot to thank you, B.B. Shea, for that zinc you're bringing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man.
That's zinc.
Yeah. Zinc.
Did you raid your parents' medicine cabinet?
No, I started taking a different supplement, a mix of selenium, copper, and zinc instead of just the zinc.
Well, it's working.
Copper. Yeah.
Yes, he's ingesting copper now.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to?
It says it on the bottle, I guess. You know.
Yeah.
He's trying to stay ahead.
I had no idea that the copper was a thing.
Now, will you sneak eat these zinc pills on your own, Kelly? Because your wife doesn't think you need them.
She doesn't believe in it. That's how the whole argument started. Was I was on TikTok and saw a pharmacist, and I know he was a pharmacist because he claimed to be, and he was wearing a blue coat. At a drugstore, and he said, "Don't take any of these medications for a cold." And he pointed out several I've taken, you know, Theraflu and Mucinex and a couple of others, NyQuil even. And he said, "What do I recommend? Straight zinc, bro." Mm-hmm. And he went right to the zinc aisle. And I know it's exactly what
it helped me get over COVID.
Did it really?
Yes, it did.
You believe that?
I took zinc, vitamin D, orange, vitamin water, and green tea. I was symptom-free in 2 days.
Is that a Joe Rogan cocktail?
No, I just started taking stuff.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you invent that?
No, I just started. Like, somebody was like, take vitamin D and zinc. I don't remember who told me.
Really?
So I started taking it, and yeah, it was good in 2 days after I got diagnosed with COVID.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, pharmacist, says, as soon as you start getting your symptoms, start taking zinc, straight zinc, and the rest of it is, there's no point.
And I only say this because management might be listening. We're 100% sure that this zinc isn't code for joint.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't speak to that.
Yeah.
But my wife was incensed because she said, "You're going to listen to this dingbat on TikTok instead of your own wife who has a medical background." And I said, "Well, medical background.
Hers is the science of the mind."
Yes. And she said, "See, your mind to me is so easily manipulated."
Well, yeah, you'll
take this stuff.
You're a thesis waiting to happen.
Yes. And she said, plus, you never even recognize when you have a cold, which is true.
True.
You know, it takes me 3 or 4 days because I deny it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you're too strong. You think you're stronger than viruses.
Impervious. But I am going to try the zinc. I'm going to have to hide it because if she finds
my question. Yeah. You'll have to leave them here.
I will. Because when she finds it, she'll throw it away. Do you take zinc just every day to ward off?
I take it like a couple times a week, but definitely, like, if you start feeling symptoms, take it. Yes.
Take it immediately.
Absolutely.
So you're with me on this.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you sure you can give it to me? You're okay giving it to me?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't use it. It's been sitting in my cabinet for like a few months.
Look at this guy. Yeah. This guy, he's something, isn't he? I like that.
And that was Medical Corner with two guys you should never trust.
If you thought pharmacists on TikTok were dumb.
One of you I've watched eat mayonnaise right out of your beard. The other has shoved more creams up his bunghole than a Diddy party.
Who else are you going to trust?
Yeah.
Who else are you going to trust?
I always like when we go to medical.
You're welcome.
Right.
Trying to save the world here.
Diddy and I run into each other at Costco in the cream aisle.
Yeah. Tell you what, next segment, I'll meal prep for everyone.
Aren't you Diddy?
Yeah.
Aren't you the radio guy? Yeah. We'll reach for the same bottle of creams at the Costco. David is on the line to play the Big Money Celebrity Match game. Hello, David. How are you?
Doing well, guys. P1 long before day one.
Oh, thank you very much.
Wow. All right.
Really appreciate you listening. You can have A, B, C, or D here and try to match Chris Dim, Dave. Chris Dim, B.B. Shea.
He's not here.
Or Biggie. David? Which would you like, A, B, C, or D?
I want D for Dave Aiken.
D, well, there you have it.
Yep.
Okay.
When we're AI, that won't happen.
AI doesn't make mistakes. We're going to fix the glitch. Boy, you'd think I'd be over it by now, you know? It was the events of late July. We're in October. Listen closely. Fill in the blank here. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is so rich. Once a week, he has a man come in to dust under his blank. Think about that. Everyone write down the answer. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is so rich. Once a week, he has a man come in to dust under his blank. One gives you the lead, of course. You're the first player. 3 is a perfect score. We could have had 2 perfectos yesterday, but it went the opposite route. Good games this week. Everybody in?
Mm-hmm.
Biggie's finishing up. All right. First M is in. Here we go. Back to David. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is so rich, once a week he has a man come in to dust under his blank. David, what do you say?
I'm torn between a couple answers. I'm gonna say under his sack in his perineum area, if you will.
Under his sack?
Wow.
Near the
very
tank.
Anatomically correct. Like,
yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. There's no denying what that is. Biggie.
Went the other way. I just said his gold cleats.
His gold cleats. Okay. Chris Dim.
Yeah, I like David's answer way better than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Way better than mine. I just said his jet.
His jet. Yippee-shay.
I said Gooch.
Oh,
how about that?
Goodness.
How about that?
Wow.
You're inside the mind of B.B. Shea. You know the big mistake I made last night, by the way?
Mm.
Fantasy football. All right. I had a choice. This is a different league than we're in, but my quarterback's Jalen Hurts. He's on a bye this week.
Yeah.
So yesterday, it was at 4 a.m. I told Kristen, I came into the office at 4 a.m. I said, don't bother me right now. I'm making fantasy football moves.
Okay.
And Kristen said, boy, you're hard at work over there. And I'm tapping away.
Got here early.
Got here 15 minutes early to do this. Because I'm awake when it goes live for the waiver pickup. You know? So I had to choose between either Trevor Lawrence or Kirk Cousins. Now, weighed both in my mind, and I said, you know what? Cousins is bad at night. He's on a short week. And last week, the Falcons scored 26 points without an offensive touchdown. And who's due for a good game? T. Lawrence.
T. Law
is due for a good game. Mm. So I said, the savvy player picks Lawrence, which I did. Cousins threw for 509 yards and 4 touchdowns. 51 fantasy points last night for Kirk Cousins on the waiver wire that I didn't pick up. Now, Chris Dim's response to that was, okay. But I was hurt, okay? That was a terrible move last night. Tom, hello, and how are you?
Doing great. Excellent. B1 from day one.
Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. 1 is the number to beat, and you can have A, B, or C. Which would you like?
Let's go B.
B it is. Okay, listen closely. Try to match at least 1 to stay in the game. 2 gives you the lead. Tiny Timmy said, at my family's Thanksgiving, we don't have a big turkey because we're all so tiny. Instead, we stuff a blank. Everybody writes down the answer. You need 1 to tie. 2 gives the lead. Tiny Timmy said, at my family's Thanksgiving, we don't have a big turkey because we're all so tiny. Instead, we stuff a blank. Last year, B.B. Shea cooked Thanksgiving dinner for his whole family. Again, you can do it again?
Absolutely not. Last time I'm doing that for those people.
When and done?
Ungrateful. Nobody said thank you.
Nobody said nothing?
Nothing, no.
Wow.
Never happening again.
Shocking. We've got a couple of months to go here as you prepare. Thanksgiving's late this year, by the way.
Yeah, it is. I've noticed that.
Yes, I always know.
He does.
Tiny Timmy said, at my family's Thanksgiving, we don't have a big turkey because we're all so tiny. Instead, we stuff a blank. Tom, how do you feel in that blank?
How about a hummingbird?
Hummingbird is a great answer. Let's see if Biggie matched you.
Ant.
An ant.
That's a great answer, hummingbird.
You didn't go with a bird. You went with an insect.
Yeah, small animal.
Yeah, small animal. Okay, we understand. All right, Chris Dim.
Hummingbird.
Wow.
There's the match. Are you inside the mind of B.B. Shea?
I said a quail.
Quail. Mm. Yeah. Also pretty good, but hummingbird is the answer. So we have a 1-1 tie, and we go to player number 3. That's Hunter. Could be an overtime here. Hunter needs a 2 to knock out David and Tom. Hello, Hunter. How are you?
Doing fine. P1.
Great. Thank you very much for listening. Would you like A or C?
I'll take A.
A it is. A. All right. Listen closely now. There wasn't much news yesterday, so on Fox News last night, there was 45 minutes of Sean Hannity playing with his blank. Think about it and write down your answer. There wasn't much news yesterday, so on Fox News last night, we saw 45 minutes of Sean Hannity playing with his blank. Try to match at least 1 to stay in the game. 2 gives you the lead. Actually, there was a lot of news yesterday in real life. That dock strike went away. That was good.
Settled it.
That was good to hear. Yeah.
I was going to the grocery store. Yeah. Toilet paper and water were decimated.
Were they out?
Gone.
Decimated.
Now, part of that's dock strike, and then part, I think, are we're sending everything to the mountains.
True.
Trying.
True.
Yeah. You hope, but I think it's mostly
You think
panic.
It was a dock strike?
Yeah, panic? I think mostly it's panic.
I hope not.
Don't we create toilet paper here?
Yes.
Well, then, yeah. So it's not coming over on a boat.
Right, but people...
You'll upset people.
People don't hear
trying to reason. I don't know nothing.
Yeah. You're trying to reason with a panicker?
I don't know nothing.
The panickers went and got the toilet paper, the paper towels, the water, the bottle of water, because they feel like it's coming in at these ports. Well, the strike is over, thank goodness, until mid-January. You know, I saw they got a 65% pay raise.
Must be nice.
Over 10 years. Yeah, 10 years. 65%. Yeah. And they're getting rid of any kind of automation. That's what they're trying to get rid of is automation.
That's the big part.
Yeah. Okay, back to Hunter. There wasn't much news yesterday, so on Fox News last night, we saw 45 minutes of Sean Hannity playing with his blank. What do you say, Hunter?
I can't think of anything, so I guess I'm going to go with the easy answer and say junk.
Junk, yeah. It's hard to think of anything.
Yeah, I tried. I just said a little Hannity.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, that's it. Chris Dim.
Well, you got to know who the man is. His Trump Bible.
His Trump Bible.
Okay.
Man loves Trump.
Yeah. No, your subject here.
Right.
Inside the mind of BBJ.
Set a hairpiece.
A hairpiece.
I don't know anything about the man. So.
Okay, we have a tie. We
hardcore
have a
vapor, too. Loves to vape.
Ooh.
Is that true?
He used to be a smoker. I think he's vapes.
Really?
And he may have quit, but he used to.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. There's clips of him going right off and on camera.
I didn't know that. I had no idea of that. That's interesting.
Yeah, he's a vapor.
Tracy is the last player. If Tracy gets two, Tracy wins. But one would
Tracy
give
get
us
one,
a four-way
tie.
That's right. Hello, Tracy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Better than I deserve.
All right. Good to hear from you. We all say that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is it. Last one. Tom said, my wife treats me like dirt. Literally. Last night, she attacked me with a blank. One match ties it. Two matches wins it. For the game. Tom said, my wife treats me like dirt. Literally. Last night, she attacked me with a blank. One for the tie. Two for the win. Everybody in. Okay, Tracy. Tom said, my wife treats me like dirt, literally. Last night, she attacked me with a blank. Tracy, what do you say?
I'm going to go with a broom.
Broom. Mm. We need one broom to tie, two brooms to win. Biggie.
I said shovel.
Oof. First Tim.
Shovel.
Mm. BB Shay.
Ho.
Now, what's your answer?
Oh.
Sorry, Tracy. Oh, no. Oh, I thought you had something there with broom. Shovel would have won the game for you. It's overtime. It's lightning round. And David will be our first player. Blank gown. G-O-W-N. Blank gown. Blank gown. Blank gown. Everyone in? Okay, David. Overtime. Blank gown. What do you say?
Well, it should be either wedding or nightgown. I'm going to go with wedding gown.
Wedding gown, Biggie.
Take off here.
Chris Dim, wedding gown.
Nightgown.
BB Shay.
I said night, too.
Ooh, too bad. Went the wrong direction there and showed his work. Tom is next. Blank chip. C-H-I-P. Blank chip. Blank chip. Blank chip. Blank chip. Everyone in? All right. Tom, blank chip. What do you say?
Potato chip.
Potato chip. Great answer, Biggie.
Potato.
One, Chris Dim.
Potato.
Two, BB Shay.
Tater.
Wow, that's a perfecto. There you have it.
Mm.
So, Tom, you have the lead now, and Hunter must get all three in order to tie this game and send it to double overtime. Hey blank, H-A-Y blank. Hunter, it's for you. Hey blank, H-A-Y blank. Hey blank. Hey blank. Chris Dim is in. BB Shay is in. Biggie is in. Okay, Hunter. Hey blank for the tie. What do you say?
It's got to be bail or ride, and I'm going to go bail.
Hey bail for the win, Biggie.
Daddy.
Hey, Daddy. Hey, Daddy. Chris Dim.
Hey, Stack.
Hey, Stack. Give me a shot.
You said there, Delilah.
Hey there, Delilah.
Oh, the hit single.
Misread that one.
Okay. Oh, I know.